Pops, alam ko excited ka sa episode na to dahil excited rin ako. But I just want to let you know that you can listen, follow, and share the episodes of That Broke Pinay Podcast and available yan kung saan ka man nakikinig ng iyong podcast. Ngayon, kung natuwa ka at may natutunan ka sa mga napakinggan mo, I would really appreciate it if you can leave a 5-star rating or a review on Spotify and Apple Podcast. And you can also follow your one and only Broke Pinay Kapitbahay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Ayan lang naman, happy listening! Everything starts at home. Mabuting asal, culture and traditions are basic principles in life at marami pang iba. Nabubuo yan based sa kung ano ang paniniwala at practice ng family natin. And yes, even our behavior when it comes to money. Dahil our family will always have an influence on us. And a number of times I've mentioned in the past that my nanay would always remind me na, Roma, matuto kang mag-ipon. Roma, huwag mong ubusin ang sweldo mo. Magtira ka ng konti para may huhugutin ka kapag may emergency. In short, hindi naman nagkulang sa paalala ang nanay ko. Pero ba't ganun? Hindi pa rin ako magaling mag-manage ng pera. May ipon man ako ng konti, pero para namang sinisilaban yung puwet ko at kating-kating akong gumastos kapag alam kong, uy, may konting savings ka na sis, shopping na ulit, coffee na ulit. But now that we're here, I realize that telling a loved one to save is different from teaching them how to actually do it. Kaya naman on this episode, I invited Ms. Mayette de la Cruz Cinco and she will share her stories and tips on how you can teach your kids how to save. And here is the full episode. Ms. Mayette, bago natin umpisan ang lahat, I want to know, how will you describe your relationship with money? Saver po ba kayo or spender kayo?
Okay, good afternoon. Basta good day to everyone, ano? Pero alam mo, ang ganda niyang tanong na yan. Well, siguro I'm a late bloomer. Okay, as far as handling my finances is concerned. And FYI, I'm 52, but I learned about savings. Not really master it, but at least learn about it at age 32. So diba, I'm already married with a son. When I found out na there's a way pala na hindi puro hate yung relationship namin ng pera. So, pwede ko pala siyang maging BFF in the process. I just need to study how and I just need to befriend talaga yung pera. Kasi aminin natin, for the longest time, we're so allergic about it. Like when we hear the term pera, budget, ipon you save, parang feeling natin, diba?
Totoo.
Why are you doing this to me? Ganyan, drama.
Miss Mayette, feeling kasi natin, ang pera kalaban, kailangang ubusin,
yes.
Diba?
At bahala na si Batman sa susunod.
Ito na naman si Batman, sabi niya, ba't ako na nadadamay na naman?
Yeah.
Ano, yung isa sa mga pamosong linya, deserve ko to. I deserve this.
Exactly. I said that 1,000 times in the past. It's just good na ngayon, deserve ko na siya na hindi ko kailangan sabihin.
Gusto ko yon.
When I have the time at saka nandyan, okay, let's go for it. Kasi malalim na yung definition ko ng pagkaka-deserve sa isang bagay. It's not anymore about emotional spending, no. Most of the time kasi we're like that, feeling natin tayo ay kinawawa ng sanlibutan and we really have to vindicate by splurging the hard-earned money only to find out in the end na, hey, balik hampas lupa na naman ako after nito. Ano bang nangyari? Diba?
Gusto ko yun. Balik hampas slap soil na naman tayo, guys. Pagpasok ng taon, slap soil ka na naman.
Exactly. Diba? So,
so Ms. Mayette, ano ka, spender ka when you were younger?
I'm a spender. I was lubog sa utang. For a particular time, yes, I was. I don't have an emergency fund. I don't have anything. Anything that I get, I spend it right away. Ganon. Walang budget and anything. Kasi nga, ang feeling ko nga, anyway, kikitain ko pa siya next time. Number one. Number two, magaling naman akong negosyante. Malakas ako kumita. Yan! So you vouch about something that's not even in your hands yet. Ganon kayabang. Because that's how, you know, the world operates eh. Yung ginagalawang ko, like my parents, they're like that. They're really good business people, but they're not saver. Magkaiba yun. Magaling silang negosyante, pero hindi sila magaling mag-ipon.
Oh, yes. Magkaiba talaga yon. Oh, halimbawa lang, this is a very typical scenario. Padating ang tuition ng anak, eh wala pang bonus, eh hindi sakto ng 13th, release ng 13th month. Ang usually maririnig mo is, gagawa ko ng paraan. Which
Ayan.
Is, yes, nagagawa na muna ang paraan na ipoproduce mo yung amount na kailangan. But the problem is, bakit hindi na paghandaan?
At saka, aminin natin with Filipino setting, utang is very, very real. No.
Totoo.
That's the first option. If you're not able to save for it, for an emergency or something, because bahala na si Batman is yung mauutangan. Parang for us, it's a legitimate option because may 5-6, alam natin yan, Roma. Like, diba?
Totoo.
May sangla ATM. You know, the Filipino culture, yan, hindi mo pa hawak, may hahawak ng iba, kukubrahin na yung pera mo. At saka aminin natin na our priorities are not right. We're confused about our needs and our wants. And we're allergic to savings because for us, saving is a torture. Okay? It's like a life sentence.
Totoo yan, kasi naranasan ko yan.
Pakiramdam, tayo,
pakiramdam ko parusa yan.
Diba? Parang, ano ba, YOLO? You only live once, tapos pag-iipunin mo ako. Bahala na, and I even hear people say, bahala na, pag namatay naman ako, for sure, ipalilibing ako. Kung wala kayong pampalibing, ipaanod niyo ako sa ilog. Eh, baka nga yung lang magbubuhat ng cadaver mo papunta sa ilog, wala tayong pambayad. So, paano? Diba?
Tsaka, te, dadrama-drama kang paanod sa ilog, malayo tayo sa ilog.
Exactly! At tsaka, yun nga yung pagkuha pa lang sa'yo, diba? Bayad na kagad yun. O, paano na tayo? So, I think, yun nga, you know, as people, as a nation, but it's a good thing that we're slowly beginning to realize the importance of savings. And it's openly discussed without offending the members of the family. Unlike before, diba? Nana-stereotype ka, pag matip ako, ripo dyan, barat dyan, lahat na, mariling maramo dyan, gani dyan.
Mukhang pera diba? Yan.
Diba? Mukhang pera yan, ganyan.
Totoo.
Yan na lang, puro na lang. So now, nauunawaan na kahit paano.
I had a conversation with another friend of mine who guested on the show and sabi niya talaga na ang utang is already a culture in the Philippines. Kultura na siya. Kasama na siya sa kultura natin. Kasi nga,
yes.
Like you said, pagka kinulang ka, option mo agad utang.
Oo eh. Parang hindi ka in pag wala kang utang.
Yes.
I remember we, you know, we check in this one hotel. I won't mention the name. Pero natatawa ko kasi sabi ko, can I pay as I check in? Sabi niya ganun, okay ma'am, then dumating ako sa reception. Sabi ko, I would like to pay for the my reservation, blah, blah, blah. May I see your credit card? I don't have a credit card. And then, okay, so paano po yung I pay in cash? Parang, minsan feeling ko, mahihiya ba ako? Parang feeling ko, yung hiya pa ako na hinahanapan niya ako ng isang bagay na wala ako dahil inayos ko na to. Gusto kong sabihin sa kanya na naka-envelope yan for 12 months, kaya please, babayaran kita. Huwag mo kong hanapan ng utang. Diba? Cause yun nga, yung mentality natin na enjoy now, pulubi later. Diba? Kain now, pulubi later. Changge now, pulubi later. Diba?
Mm-hmm.
Travel now, pulubi later. So, it's customary na we're used to it. No? At parang dumating tayo sa nakakahiya na, bakit magbabayad ka na? Wala ka bang ganito? Hinahanapan ka ng isang bagay na pwede namang wala ka because you're financially free, you're debt-free, and you don't want to be in debt.
And that is actually a different topic on a different day. Pero totoo yan. Kasi diba sa atin, it's part of your pride when you have a credit card. Ang problema, nadidemonized ang credit card kasi
yes.
Sinasabi nila, naku, pag nag-credit card ka, mababaon ka sa utang. Parang sabi ng credit card, Kasalanan ko talaga.
Bakit parang lagi ko kasalanan? Eh, apply ka ng apply, nakakasampu ka na, ayaw mo pa maglubay. Diba? Tsaka, I think sa akin din yung discipline mo and your spending appetite. Ako kasi aminado ako na I remember having cards in the past and I don't want to tempt myself again because I'm not a good credit card handler and I remember that very, very well. So I said, I'll spend in cash. Kasi gusto ko yung feeling na nasasaktan ako na binibilang ko. Pahawak nga ulit.
Physical okay, mong nakikitang inaapahalis sa'yo yung pera mo.
Diba? Binibilang sa harap mo, hawak niya na, wala na sa akin. Bye! But at the same time, you take pride. Because you know that you save hard for it. Diba? The reason why I'm here is because I saved for this moment. And I'm just thankful that with delayed gratification, discipline, patience, and resilience, I'm here and I'm enjoying.
Did you have any financial education or tinuruan po ba kayo ng parents nyo ng concept ng pera or saving? Kasi na-mention nyo kanina, magaling sila kumita ng pera eh.
Okay, unfortunately, no. I grew up in the marketplace. My parents, they own this store na ang laki ng tindahan namin. We have everything, Roma. Name it, bigas, itlog, may manok, may baboy, may gulay, may prutas, everything. But unfortunately, again, I go back to negosyante sila pero hindi sila marunong mag-ipon. Hindi sila financially literate. So ang sinasabi lang sa amin is, basta ang mahalaga nakaraos tayo sa ngayon, huwag niyo nang problemahin yung bukas.
Aww.
Ayan. Mm-hmm. So, sila mismo, because my parents are, siguro ang tatay ko grade 2 lang siya eh. So, it's not really very much into it. And my mother, parang grade 6 that time, oh, yung mga panahon na pag naka-grade 6 ka naman, eh, parang high school na yan ngayon. Yes, natuto ka na. But then again, hindi sila saver because they feel na kung ano yung meron ngayon, pwede na yun. Okay, and then they tried to save. At one point, they did investing, but the investments were, you know, from friends na niloko sila. Very poor information were given to them, so na trauma sila.
Which is very common na kaya ayaw ng matatanda na nag-invest because of that. Mm-mm.
Yes, so parang okay, ganyan pala, lulokohin pala pag nag-ipon ka. Pero just like your parents or your mom, ganun din pa ulit, mag-ipon kayo. But again, we go back to the question, paano nga? And I remember growing up, it was really hard. Like, nalugi kami dahil mali na nga yung mga investment na pinasok nila, naloko na sila ng mga friends. Kahit anong galing mo naman sa negosyo, kung wala kang ipon, halimbawa, nabagyo ka ng buhay, wala, paano ka magre-recover kung wala? Eh, alam mo naman, pag ang track record mo financially ay hindi maganda, wala nang magtutulong sa'yo. Hindi rin naman sila marunong lumapit paano mag-loan sa banko na ganito lang ang interest. Hindi sila deliver ng mga ganon. Wala rin any investment kahit sa life, sa health, and all. So, kahit sa education. So, I grew up, magte-test na ako ngayon. Exam na bukas. And here I am, at a very young age, punta kong kani-kaninong bahay na sasabihin ng nanay ko just to borrow money. Like, from loan sharks, from suke, natutubuan, and all. I remember vividly this one picture na I had to stand up for about an hour while the person na inutusan ako ng mother ko na hiraman dahil nakausap na daw niya, would lend money for my tuition fee and they were eating when I arrived. And I had to wait until they finished. I was standing. I remember at that time, I was praying so hard. Hindi ako makatingin. You know why? Because one of the children is my childhood friend. And nakikita niya na nandun ako. Kasi naghihintay ako, nagmamakaawa ako na pahiramin ako ng tuition fee because I can take the exam. Okay, for me, that is very painful, no? And yeah, very, very painful at a young age kasi napakahalaga sila sa kanila na edukasyon. So they sent us to good school. I was sent to a private exclusive for girls school. So imagine, but then natatanong ko, kung hindi na kaya, okay na kaysa yung ganitong kahihiyan. And I remember I would always go to the accounting office, promissory note queen ako. I promise to pay. Naka-template, naka-copy-paste na lang ang letter, pipirmahan na lang ng magulang ko. And I remember that and I told myself, even at a young age, I hope my children will not experience the same thing. If there's one thing I don't want them to experience is this, na makita nila how hard it is because I didn't save for their education. I love my parents today. I love them so much. It's just that they're not financially literate. And yun nga, napagsamantalahan sila ng mga trusted friends nila in the business. And so that happened. Pero for me, that's an eye-opening experience. I said, I don't want that anymore. I'm just so tired of looking for people as if it's the only option to have money at para maitawid yung pag-aaral ko. Siguro that motivates me. Pero again, ha, 32 years old ko natutunan. You know why? You know, the hard habit to break. Kasi nakita ko eh, I grew up with that kind of orientation.
Oo, yun yung ano eh, normal sa'yo na
yes!
Pag may dumating,
pag may pera ka sa'yo lahat.
Yes, oo.
Yeah. Eh, pag may pera ako, akin lahat. Anyway, pag halimbawa, ngayon ay Pasko, may New Year pa naman. Pag January, may Feb pa naman. Yung parang, you know, you vouch about the future kahit wala ka pa doon and then you spend it in advance. So, parang naging pattern siya. Ang hirap din umalis doon. Sa totoo lang, it's really hard.
Totoo.
It's really hard.
Maisingit ko lang to. This is the reason why this, I call this a very different financial podcast. Kasi normally, on a typical, you know, financial show or financial podcast, sasabihin sa'yo, ito gawin mo, ito gawin mo. But then, for my listeners, I am actually acknowledging na iba-iba tayo ng background eh. And hindi, it should not stop you from, you know, learning how to manage your money. Kasi ako rin, we share the same sentiment, Miss Mayet. Hindi ko naman masisi yung magulang ko kasi maybe they want us to enjoy din kahit papano. Hard-earned money yun. Lately ko na lang naisip, bakit nga ba pagdating ng December, ang saya-saya, ang daming pagkain, ang daming regalo, ang daming pera. Pagpasok ng January, ba't na naman mainit ulo ng nanay ko? Wala pa yung sweldo. Di ba nagbigay ng bonus ng December? Bakit?
Yes.
Ubus na naman. Mayaman kami ng December eh. Ano nangyari?
Tama, diba ha? Feasting now, fasting later.
Oo, by force. Fasting.
By force, by no choice.
So, totoo, I mean, so if you are listening now and na-feel mo na, ay nako, Miss Mayet, nakaka-relate talaga ako sa'yo. Totoong-totoo yan.
But you know what? I'm just glad na growing up, nag-college na, I think partly my parents became literate na rin eh, in their own little way. Like if we want to go out, kasi lima kami magkakapatid, let's say we want to go out, kain kami sa Jollibee, Dunkin' Donuts, ganyan. Ang nanay ko magaling magluto. So ang lagi yung panglaban, kakain kayo dyan, masarap paluto ko dyan.
Yan pala nag-i-depend talaga.
Oh, tsaka pag teenager ka, gusto mo naman ng mga kumain na gano'n. My mother would give us about isang bilaong kalamansi. O sige, itindan nyo yan. Pag tumubo kayo, de, makakaalis kayo, mag-Jollibee kayo.
Oh, that's their way of teaching you how to earn money.
Yes. So ikaw naman, kahit na hindi kailangan ng kalamansi ng customer, aalokin mo. Diba? Dahil kailangan mong kumain sa Jollibee na yan. Bumili na kayo, parang awa ninyo. So, we were motivated that way nung medyo lumalaki-laki na kami. And because na-realize na rin ng parents ko, the realization came late. Kasi nga, they trusted the wrong people. But eventually, they found ways na rin kung papaano kami tuturuan talagang humawak ng pera. And you know, my father at 80 years old is not retired. He's still working and he manages the business side. And then one sister manages his money. So, natuto rin kami sa kanila eh. Natuto rin kami. It's important talaga na you as a family talk about it and deal with it and address the issue about your finances.
Hindi man siguro pinakikita ng parents nyo or especially the kung sino man ang earning. Pero masama rin sa loob nila yung hindi sila makapag-provide. Definitely masamang-masama sa loob nila yon.
Yes. Mother of two boys, if there's one thing that, you know, I fear, no, God forbid, that's it. That I cannot provide for the needs of my children.
Yun lagi sinasabi ng nanay ko eh. Masakit sa magulang na makikita mo na parang shocks, hindi ko mai-provide yung parang yung dapat for my kids.
Yes.
You mean to say, Miss Mayet, naging open din yung parents nyo to embrace and learn about, you know, financial education at paano kayo matuturuan kasi maybe na-foresee nila. Baka hindi rin naman sila magnegosyo in the future pero they have to know how to, you know, handle their money.
Yeah, natuto rin kami sa kanila. We grew up in the marketplaces. So nakita ko kung gaano kahirap, pero gaano rin kabilis pumasok ang pera. You know, the good thing about people in the market is they have money at the end of the day. Yun yan eh. So like, titingnan-tingnan mong ganyan yung mga yun, but at the end of the day, yan ang may pera. Diba? Kahit na amoy palengke yan, ay, kahit na hindi mabango ang bulsa niyan, may laman ang bulsa niyan. So, ang nakita na lang namin would be, how do we manage? So, my mom started joining cooperative. Yan. Tapos, there's a rural bank who would come in the market. Tinuruan din ng mga tao sa palengke how to save. Like, may naniningil. Para wala ka ng dahilan. Ayun na, tinatamad ako pumunta sa bangko. Okay, ako na, ang bangko lang pupunta sa iyo. Relax ka lang. Diba? Cooperative, rural bank, nagpupunta mga bangko. And then, nagdi-deposit sila every day. Yun. Tapos pag withdrawal, medyo mahirap eh. Because you have to go to the bank.
Oh, wais. So, maganda yon.
Yes. Diba? So kung ikaw, teka maliligo ako, mapapasma ako, tinatawag na nga, tinatamad na ako. Ang sarap tumarin eh, diba?
Ending, di ka na mag-withdraw.
Ayun. You know what? When my mother passed away, we found 5 cooperative passbooks nakapangalan sa bawat isa sa amin. And we got the dividend. So sabi ko, okay. In my mom became financially literate and in her own little way, she saved. Even though we're all married already at that time and we have children.
Oh, that is so nice. Oh, kaya kung ikaw, wala kang rason. Kung nakikinig ka dito at sinasabihan mo kami na hindi talaga ako makapag-save eh. There's no way eh. Diba?
Lalo na ngayon. Kasi online na ang mga bangko.
True. Diba? Oo, GCash alone eh. Pwedeng kang makapag-ipon, di ba?
Correct.
Gaano kayo kapareho ng husband mo or gaano naman kayo ka-different when it comes to money? Pareho ba kayo ng point of view or magkaiba ba kayo? Did you influence each other?
He's my boyfriend for 10 years. So sa 10 years, na-reveal ko ang aming mga differences as far as handling finances is concerned. Ako yung gastadora, siya yung matipid. He's thrifty, he's frugal, but yung commonality namin is we don't save. Pareho kami doon. Hindi kami marunong, wala kaming alam. Isang kuripot at isang gastador pag nagsama, tas hindi marunong mag-save. Kasi ang husband ko, parang he's very thrifty and frugal, pero stagnant yung money niya. Kasi, well, okay, kahit naman malaman niya, talagang sasabihin ko na magaling siya mag-ipon, mga barya-barya. And you know what? We got married, we lost our clinic kasi he's an eye doctor, nasunog yung first clinic namin. And then I'm pregnant sa aming firstborn. But you know what? Because he's a consistent saver, lahat ng coins na yan, naipon niya ang panglabas ko sa hospital, private hospital. That was 1998, I gave birth, 11,000. Puro tigpipiso ang pinapalit niya.
Seryoso? Oh my
Seryoso.
God!
And we tell that to our children.
Wow!
Nagbibilang ang daddy niyo. Ewan ko kung kalahating araw mo siyang nagbibilang.
Pero grabe, 11,000 worth of coins!
11,000 worth of coins because it's a firstborn, nasunog ang clinic, we were bankrupt, but still, he wants to give me and the baby the safety and the security kasi firstborn eh. So, painless pa ako dahil, diba? Naka-epidural ang lola mo with private OB and private pedia. Okay. So, I think he's that frugal, but you know, he lacks confidence then and trust as far as investing is concerned. Sabi ko nga, you could have invested the money or hindi siya ganon. He is a traditional saver. Like, okay, basta may pera ako ito. Wala siyang pakialam sa inflation.
Oh, which is
kasi
dapat,
magaling siya mag-iipon ng piso.
Which is dapat magkaroon tayo ng pakialam sa inflation, guys. Ang laki-laki ng epekto niyan sa atin. No.
Yes. Ngayon na lang niya rin yan naririnig sa akin pag sinasabi ko na, you know, you have to invest your money, you have to diversify. Mami, huwag mo na akong pakialam na dyan. Ma, may ganyan kami.
Ayoko yung mga ganyang
lechos. But when I tell him, okay, year end na, and then I check, ganda ng performance ng mutual fund. Ingit na ingit naman siya. O, di ba?
Gusto ko rin yan, sasabihin
ano
niya.
Ano talaga? Oh, kuya, ano talaga? Di ba? Because he's really the traditional type. Like, he wants to see his money in the passbook. which I'm also the same, but then okay, at one point and you are able to invest na invest your money, medyo ganun kami, no? Pero sa puntong gastador ako before, tapos frugal siya, the good thing is he influenced me, hindi na ako gastador, I became frugal. Maganda, wala kaming away sa finances. We're married. Well, this is our 25th year. My children can attest to that. I think 15 years, we don't fight about money anymore. We never fight about it.
Oo, congratulations, 25 years.
Yes.
Ako, lagi kong sinasabi ito, ang hirap nung hindi kayo magkasundo financially. Although, you don't say naman na may perfect combination eh. I think the secret is if you are willing to learn, kasi pareho tayo, Miss Mayet, ako gastadora, yung husband ko, matipid in a sense na mag-iipon pero pag may nagustuhan, all out.
Ayan!
Yan! All
well,
out yan.
Yan ang nakalimutan kong sabihin, after 25 years, ganyan na talaga yata ang trend ng mga lalaki. Mag-iipon na mag-iipon, bigla boom!
Oo, di ba? Oo, yung tipong hindi talaga bibili. Pero after, ano, magugulat ka na lang, magkano yan? Ganyan. Hindi, although yeah. For us naman, because we, yun nga, nag-aayos na kami sa pera, ang ginagawa namin, we have a wish list at the beginning of the year. So we know, ano ba yung pwede namin potentially mabili nung year na yun. Para at least yes. Aware ka na nag-iipon ka for this. Pero yun nga, ang problem naman din namin, hindi kami risk taker when it comes to money. When it comes to investment, palayo kami dyan kasi hindi kami. Wala ko alam dyan, yoko dyan, yoko yan.
Which is also good. Oo. Because you don't invest to something you don't know.
Yes, oo. Takot kami.
Because I've lost money also sa investment na hindi ko inalam, impulse lang, natuwa ako, narinig ko, and the hype. But I learned from it. Talagang you really have to go through eh. Pero sabi ko nga, pero kung pwede hindi mo pagdaanan, dun ka na lang, nakita mo na lang sa iba, tas natuto ka doon.
Oo, mas maganda yon.
Hindi mo na pinagdaanan, yeah. You learn from others' experience, but you don't have to experience it yourself. Especially if it's too painful and if it will mar the marriage, no? Wag na lang. Hindi rin ako ganun ka-risk taker talaga. Conservative tayo.
Oo, yung mga yon, that's the word, conservative. Kaya yung mga investments namin, dun kami sa conservative at saka yung tipong easy lang kasi nga hindi naman kami very hands-on.
Sabi nga nila, invest only what you can afford to lose.
Yes, totoo yan. Even sa business, diba? Ganun din naman yung sinasabi nila na kasi yung iba, tipong yung pang retirement, i-invest nila ng
ayan.
Business, di ba? Kaya nagkakaroon ng problema kasi hindi naman talaga guaranteed na, you know, it will be a good, it will give you, ano ba, ROI talaga in the next 5 years.
That's true. Naku, marami nang umiyak dyan. Lumuha ng bato. Tapos bumalik sa work again because they lost the retirement. Lalo na yung mga nag-early retire. Mas natukso lang. Well, I'm not a financial consultant. I am not a financial guru. I'm explaining based on my experience then and the experiences of my friends and my family na I've seen in the past.
Pero how did your behavior individually as mag-asawa, paano siya naka-affect on how you want to teach your kids how to save? Or paano nyo tinuruan sila about money?
Alam mo, naniniwala talaga ako na ang nanay talaga ang ilaw ng tahanan eh. You navigate the business of the home. Eh ako sinood, si research and all. My husband is just busy working. So, initially I didn't propose to them. Pero they see me come up with the system. Nakikita nila yon, nagsusulat ako, and then nakita nila may bago sa akin, and then I started budgeting. Nakikita nila na nag-aral talaga ako online, tas nanonood ako sa YouTube. So parang, ano ginagawa mo na ganyan? And then, when they started asking, lalo na yung husband ko, shinare ko sa kanya. Sabi ko, Dad, siguro kailangan yung mga bata, turuan na rin natin. Kasi ito eh, meron akong isang gabi na nakahiga ako. Tinatanong ko yung sarili ko, what if I die today, will my children live the day after? How will they live the day after I die? Of course, teaching them the faith, teaching them values. But why can't we teach them about money? Diba? Because I've met some people na nung nawala yung magulang nila, sobrang hirap talaga. I mean, I've seen a beautiful legacy built by their parents, but just because they were not mentored to handle their finances, sobrang naging kawawa talaga. So sabi ko, huwag mong hintayin yumaman ka para turuan ng anak mo. Kung anong meron ka ngayon, ituro mo sa anak mo. Anak, mali ako dito. Pero ito tama. Mahina tayo dito, yung family culture natin. Palakasin natin sa ganito. Wala namang bawal doon. If that would, you know, encourage them, involve them, and make them realize that someday you'll be gone. Because that reality is painful, but it's reality. So, you won't delay teaching your children everything they have to know about life, especially about handling their money. Lalo na ako, I have 2 boys. So, paano ito magpapamilya? Yung isa nga got married during the pandemic. I'm just thankful because along the way, I led him to building his emergency fund, to saving. I must say, I'm a, ano ba, terror mom siguro as far as savings is concerned because I manage his salary. Ako nag-budget talaga na. Kaya when it's his turn to leave the house because he's getting married, may hawak siyang passbook. Sabi ko, start your life.
Ang ganda naman nun. Pero totoo-totoo yan, Miss Mayet. Siguro may kakilala kung yung mga nakikinig sa atin ngayon, may mga they know people na may perang naiwan. Ang problema, binagsak sa harap nila yung pera. Problema, hindi nila alam kung paano i-manage. So all the while, spend ka lang ng spend, eh nauubos pala, hindi na yan nagre-replenish.
Tama, at napakasakit nun.
Hindi naman yung magic ba nga na pag kumuha ka ng isang bundle ng pera, may babalik na 3, oo. Totoo.
Walang ganun, Mar.
Sana lang may ganun, di ba?
So nagkaisa kami doon. And my husband supported that because inaral ko tapos nakikita nila na sineryoso ko. I think when your family sees na you're very serious about it, eventually they will get curious and yung curiosity nila mapapalitan ng support if they see na o nag-improve talaga yung sitwasyon ng family ninyo, lalo na yung sa area ng finances. So, thankful ako na ngayon, pareho na kami.
The entire family's effort now is actually to be better in handling their money and, you know, and eventually, ituro rin yan sa mga susunod na generation.
Yes, that's right.
Ngayon, Miss Mayet, matanong ko naman, what is your favorite way of saving money?
At 52, alam mo naman yan, Miss Roma, hindi naman ako millennial na, di ba? Centennial na ako, sabi nga ng mga anak ko.
Centennial.
Centennial na daw ako. So, I'm a traditional saver, but kasi I'm an artsy person, mahilig ako magsulat, mahilig ako maggupit-gupit. So, trinanslate ko doon, I'm a very visual person. If I see beauty in something, I do everything para mapaganda pa yon, para ma-motivate ako. So, I save using the envelope system, and I pass it on to my children. I've been doing that for 3 years already. Kasi nung una, sa bangko lang talaga, which is also effective. Pero trinay ko yung, kunyari, may bangko ko sa bahay. Ang saya-saya. Tapos ako yung bangko. And then I realized na parang swak na swak talaga to sa akin. So I started building the system. And it worked very, very well. Nakita ng mga anak ko. And they're doing the same thing also. So, basta't dumami na yung sinisave mo sa envelope. Kasi envelope budget system is you create an envelope for everything na gusto mong pag-ipunan. Okay? You have your needs, you have your weekly spending, you have your own wallet, your sinking funds, or yung mga unexpected, or yung mga expected na gusto mong paghandaan, and then the savings challenges na gusto mong simulan. Ay, sobrang aliw na aliw talaga ako dyan. And I love it.
Ano yung tips mo naman sa ating mga listeners kung paano nila mauumpisahan na turuan yung mga anak nila or yung mga bata sa family nila ng concept ng savings? Gaano ba dapat kaaga umpisahan? And then, ano pa yung pwede nilang gawin?
Alam mo, talagang you teach by example. Your number one mentee is your child and you are the first mentor. Yan ang totoo niyan. So ako, nung bata pa sila, I remember, bibili ako ng play money. No? Tapos kunyari magtitinda kami. Yan. May tinda-tinda kami. Pagkatapos, okay. Eto, pinapakilala ko na sa kanila yung pera kahit hindi pa nila alam. Diba yun? Okay. Pagbilan nga nito, let's say I'll bring out some clothes. O kunyari may ukay. Yan. Unang tinuro ko sa kanila yung paano magnegosyo. Buy and sell. Okay. Because your kids, if they don't know anything about it and they just And they go with you always at dinadala mo sila sa bangko or nakita nila may ATM ka, may wallet ka. Akala nila hindi nawawala ng laman yun.
Totoo.
That's my first experience with my children eh. Like, anak ko, Mommy, you bring out your wallet. Mommy, you give her your card. Sige na, will you pay na? Akala nila, kakaskas mo lang yun, okay na. So sabi ko, parang mali. Kailangan matutunan nila ito. So, ang ginawa ko yun, kunyari, magtitinda kami, okay. Kunyari, kumita na sa kanya na lahat ng pera. O you have to pay me for the damit kasi may puhunan yan. Ayun. Tapos nakita niya, hindi pala lahat ng perang nahawakan ko sa akin. It's a good lesson to teach your children na hindi lahat ng perang nahahawakan niya sa kanya.
This is the first time that I've heard of that. And that's a very good explanation.
Yes, and I tell my children, katulad ko rin, you know what? God is a God of order. So we put order also even in our finances. Okay? Number one is you have to pray about it. Your finances. Lord, lead me as I manage my finances. Kasi we are stewards. We are managers, not owners. It fell on your hands. You are accountable. Okay? Kung paano mo hahawakan yung pera mo sa ngayon. Okay? Steward ka, manager ka, but you're not the owner. So you make sure that you manage it well. Because biblically speaking, kahit sa area ng finances na diniscuss sa Bible, ay talagang naghahanapan Diyos kung magkano kinita ng pera mo. Because we have a wrong perception about money, that money is evil. But it's not true. The love of money. When money takes over the place of God in your life, then that becomes evil. Pero kung hindi, it's a tool. It's a powerful tool given by God para maging maayos ang buhay mo. Diba? Kaya napupunta tayo din sa poverty mentality na, di bali nang ganito na lang, basta ang mahalaga, masaya ako. Ang hirap din sumaya, besh, pag walang pera.
Totoo.
Nakakatanda.
Parang
diba?
Sinasabi nila na, di ba? Ano, love will keep us alive. Like ito, it's an internal joke sa aming mag-asawa. Love will keep us alive. Ulul, pareho tayong mahilig kumain. Kasi pag di na natin nakakain yung gusto nating kainin, hindi totoo diba? Yan.
Warla na. Diba? Oh, oh. Yung hindi ako sa sinasabi. Iba, hindi eh. Sabi ko, so let's not avoid the area of money as far as teaching it to our children, lalo na sa kanila. Because they end up being, again, another generation of spender or saver. It's up to us. So ang approach ko sa kanila ng bata ay ganun. Plus number two is I bring them with me each time I go to work. Let's say I have a meeting. Dadaling ko, bata pa sila, mga 2-3 years old, kahit tinaintindihan. Okay, just stay there. Mommy has a meeting, ha? Mommy will talk to a client. Mommy is working. This is work. Kasi nasa mall, eh. So, ang hirap. So, makikinig siya, laro ng kotse, tinitingnan niya ako, nag-uusap kami hanggang sa makatulog, tapos magising, ganyan. Oh, did your client pay?
Did your client? Yan ang tanong niya?
Alam eh. Kasi nakikita. Did
yung tanong niya, nagbayad ba?
Oh, ganun. Tapos, can we buy the toy na? Can we buy this? And then sasabihin ko, no, because that's only down payment. We have to wait for the full payment. Oh, when is she going to pay? About 3 months from now. Yan, eh, lungkot lang. 3 months from now, binit-bit mo ako dito.
May lungkot sa mukha.
pero sinasabi ko, halimbawa, Isaiah, 1 month to go. Ganun. Eh, na-excite siya na may niluloko forward siya at naisip niya na hindi pala lahat ng pumapasok na pera sa amin. And then, tinuruan ko rin sila kung paano, like my eldest, I remember in college, papuntang college, gustong-gusto niya tong Herschel bag na to. Na parang pag wala ka nun, napakalungkot ng kabataan mo. You know?
Hindi ka in. Hindi ka mahal ng magulang mo.
nasa Mars ka. Wala ka doon. So, Mommy, I want that Herschel. How much is that Herschel? That's 5,000 pesos. Anak, 350 lang ang bag ko. Sabi ko, I have 5,000 for a Herschel, but I won't buy a Herschel bag. Sabi ko, because that is too much. De, lungkot na. But I really want that bag. O, sige, kako, magbihis kami. Pupuntahan tayo. Bihis kami. And I brought him with me. Dinala ko siya sa isang friend ko na ang hanap buhay ay photo booth. Yeah, nasa events eh. LED wall and photo booth. So sabi ko, the owner is a good friend. Sabi ko, gusto niya kasing makabili ng Herschel bag. Summer naman, walang traba, walang pasok. Can you accept him as a part-timer? Oh, sige, okay. Sige, you take charge of the photo booth. Minsan magkakabit ka ng LED wall. Eh, pasok. May uniform and all. Aba, sabi niya, ang hirap pala kumita ng pera. May mga araw na umuwi, may dalang karton ng gata. Sabi ko, ano yan? Mami, pagka-set up kasi sa ilalim kami ng table na tutulog pag medyo maaga pa yung event. So natutunan niya kasi may sweldo eh. Tapos natutunan niya kumain ng karinderya, sumabit sa jeep. Kasi kailangan ko yung... May goal eh, may goal.
Masarap sumabit then, sa jeep, Miss Mayet.
Oh, yun, diba?
Na-try ko yun eh.
And then ay, na-try ko din. Actually, kung hindi lang babae, tapos nakapalda, ang sarap lagi nakasabit. Diba?
Madaling bumaba ng jeep.
Mga takas. He got his envelope. Sabi niya, sige mami, pakakainin ko kayo, sumweldo naman po ako. Okay, saan ba tayo? Sabi ko, sa Max's ba? Masarap ang chicken doon. Binulat na yung pera. Pwede sa ano na lang? Ganyan. And then we went to this bag store na nandun yung Herschel na gustong-gusto niya. De, eto na naman ako, devil's advocate. Sigurado ka ba? Pagod na pagod ka. Ilang araw mo, ilang panahon mong pinagtrabahuhan yan, bibili mo yung bag niya. Mami, nagtrabaho ako. Diba sabi mo, wag ako hihingi sa'yo? And then, he bought the bag. At alam mo yung bag, dumating sa point na nakahiga siya, katabi niya matulog.
Sobrang,
at yung hinawak,
sobrang appreciated niya.
Yes, nilapag nung kapatid sa sahig, parang mortal sin talaga na yun. Don't up to my 5,000 peso bag! Diba? And then, I realized, ang mga anak ko, they know it. Like, my son, yung isa, sabi niya, I think I need braces, ganyan, ganito. Okay, braces fund, saving challenge. You save for it. Diba? Because you teach them delayed gratification. Otherwise, they grow up, pahingi nito, pahingi.
Yan nga yung lagi ko rin ano eh, na-mention na, of course, especially for our generation, yung mga may anak na ngayon or nagka-family, they want whatever hardship. Kasi kami po yung generation na gusto naming laruin yung toy, pero yung nanay namin, dinidisplay lang siya. At hindi pwedeng galawin ng estante, di ba? So kami, mga deprived na mga bata, ngayon kumikita lahat ng hindi mo nabili at sinabi ng nanay mo na hindi ka pwede yan hanggat wala kang trabaho, lahat naman nabili. Binili namin kahit hindi kailangan nung nagkatrabaho. Because you want to have that feeling na, oh my gosh, finally, pwede ko na tong bilhin at kaya ko na tong bilhin.
Yes. Well, lahat tayo guilty dyan, Miss Roma.
Oh yes, oo, diba? Oo. And for a lot of those who are raising their family, siguro ngayong ganitong generation, they want to cushion the kids. To a point na yes. Nagiging dependent naman masyado. Hindi naman natin sinabing dahil lumaki ka sa hirap, eh pahirapan mo yung anak mo. But, I mean, may paghihirap din when you earn your money eh. Talagang mahirap kumita ng pera, di ba?
Yes. Reality yun eh. And, paano crybaby sila pagdating ng araw if they don't, you know, if they get what they want all the time, nasa comfort zone ka palagi. How will you grow? I always tell them na, you know, growth comes from the sacrifices you experience and those experiences you see from others. If you want to avoid that, you better train yourself. At ang hirap disiplinahin, sunod sa oras ay pera. Yan ang totoo. Diba? Mahirap yung dalawang yan eh. Pero I think kapag natutunan mo at, you know, you intentionally want to improve your life, diba? Itaas yung kalidad ng buhay mo, yun yung hindi sa magulang manggagaling talaga yung ayokong maranasan niya. Pag adult na siya eh. Nung bata siguro, you can do that. Pero pag malaki na, siya na yun. Patunayan mo, ayaw mong maranasan. So what do? You make a difference and, you know, you get kung ano yung tama and you avoid kung ano yung mali.
Pero Miss Mayet, where do you draw the line? Kasi syempre bilang magulang, for example, pinapasok mo yung anak mo, halimbawa sa exclusive school, syempre gusto mo naman maayos din naman yung anak mo. So how do you limit or how do you draw the line na ito, ipoprovide ko sa'yo, but this time, ito namang, itong something na to, is something that you have to work on.
Okay, that's a very good question. All the needs of my children, we make sure that we provide. I think you saw the video of my son's binder. Pinakita ko yata ito. Nabanggit ko rin doon na, syempre hindi pa naman siya nagtatrabaho. Gusto naming mag-focus siya sa pag-aaral niya. So anything needs related like food, education, clothing and all, we can provide for that. Provided na hindi sobra. Meron pa rin talagang hangganan like, why would you buy clothes these days? You don't even go out. Diba? Why would you buy shoes? You don't even go out. Diba? So, alam nila na kapag needs, okay, ah, may food. Diba? Hindi ko sila inuobligado. But, I teach them na, oh, if you have cravings, like, mami, gustong-gusto ko talaga yung chachago na yan. Okay, I can buy one, two, pero hindi ko naman din siya laging gusto at bawal sa akin that sugar diabetes is waiting.
Yes. Nag-hi hello.
Diba? So, so nung dumating yung pera niya nung Pasko, na marami siyang natanggap, sabi niya, mami, i-ano nga natin tong pera? O sige, o you give 10% to the Lord. Okay? Nung nakita niya, 10%? Ang sakit pala, yun pa lang. O, oh, bata eh, diba? Ang laki na. Talaga yung justification. Well, it's up to you. Sabi ko, I've been doing that. Sabi ko, hindi ako nagkukulang. So, that's my faith and my principle. If you don't believe, hindi. Oo. Hindi ko nga ina-expect na magkakapera ako ngayon. Okay, we give. So, may ganun kayo, hindi ikaw ang nasusunod. O, what else do you want? Sabi niya, can I buy online games? Kasi may sale ngayon. O, sige, how much ang gusto mong i-allocate dyan? You give your children the free will to choose kung ano yung gusto nila. So kanya daw, gusto niya snacks and cravings kasi nga, patay na patay nga sa milky ang generation na to na ang kanilang mga laman loob ay puro na lang mga
Boba
pearls. No? Tsaka, give things daw kasi nahihiya naman daw siya na pag yung ipag may birthday, wala siyang mairegalo man lang, puro happy birthday greetings na lang and all. So, okay, day tinupad ko. O, sige, let's do. Eto na. Mami, gusto ko ng chachago. O, di ba may snacks and cravings ka? Titingnan, nahawakan. Wag na lang, may iced tea sa rep. O, di ba?
Na-realize niya masyadong mahal pala yung chachago.
Oo, tapos nag-side hustle. Sabi niya, tinda natin yung kainta bibingka, ako yung mag-aano, ganyan. Tapos mag-aaksi ako, mami, sa kanya nang galing. No? Because my children knows that because I don't buy 5,000 pesos worth of bag, ibig sabihin, I won't buy you the same. Not because I'm depriving you, but because, ito, malinaw din kasi sa mga anak ko na we're into supporting people. Ang good thing about them is they're exposed to the family culture that we support people, the needy and all. We have our advocacy. So alam nila, ay sobra. They always do the math na kasama yon. O nga, pag binili ito, wag na, sayang. Pwedeng gamitin sa ganito. So I think that's one way also of teaching your children by example is, because we bring them eh, sa outreach, nagre-repack sila. I-repack mo yan. Yung namamangha sila na, seryoso ba? May okay sa kanila to? Makasya ba sa kanila to? May walang ganito? We go back to mentoring by example, especially in the area of finances. And when your children, when they see that you are living a frugal lifestyle, they want, siguro at dahil sa bunga ng kabataan nila, gusto ko yun. But eventually, I always bring them to the truth na, will that add value to you if you buy that?
Ang ganda nun.
Adding value to you. Because I tell them, anak, sige, as people, we are bombarded by so much commercialism in the world already that we find our value in the names and the brands we wear, we bring, and we patronize. But you know what? The truth is, you are the brand. So, sa akin yun, ganun kasimple. Well, because we're minimalist, slow living, frugal living advocate din kami. So, malinaw sigurong na-present sa kanila to na hindi naman din nila naramdaman na they're deprived. And I think it helps a lot na they know. Yung strategy, i-position mo rin yung sarili mo sa kung paano nila sila magde-decide, no? Kung ano yung mas pipiliin nila.
Bigyan mo rin ng pagkakataon na mag-isip magkaroon sila ng sarili nilang time to process things. Kasi hindi ka pwedeng ikaw lagi ang mag-iisip for them. Kasi diba, Miss Mayette, very common yun, diba, nung bata kami, tayo, diba, pag may binigay si Ninong Ninang, automatic yan kay nanay na ako na ang bahala sa pera mo. Pero ano yun, scam yun kasi hindi nababalik sa iyo.
The number one scammer are parents.
Una-una scam sa buhay mo.
Mawalang galang na po sa mga magulang namin. Naunawaan po namin kayo. Nagawa ko rin po yan.
Pero di ba, that's the common, ano, pag may nagbigay sa'yo ng pera pag Pasko, like you know you have money, pero hindi mo masingil yung nanay mo kasi baka pag siningil mo, yes, siniling ka rin sa ginastos sa'yo.
Alam mo, Miss Roma, I have a very good story about that. When our son celebrated his first birthday, that's the time we lost our first clinic sa fire. So we have nothing, you know, at that time to put up another clinic. But since he celebrated his birthday, some of our church friends gathered and came up with a small party. At ang regalo nila sa anak ko ay pera. So yung perang nakuha niya nung birthday niya, we use it as down payment dun sa isang pwesto na nakuha namin so we can start a clinic, no? And come wedding day, sabi ng anak ko, sabi ko, anak, it's your wedding day. Daddy and I would like to give you something. Nag-pandemic nga. So, sabi ko, ayaw niya daw niya mag-celebrate. Kasi daw niya simple lang. At ito lang. Okay, we're giving you this money. Sabi niya, Mommy, you don't have naman kasi may savings naman. Hindi, anak, remember 24 years ago, it was your birthday. Ginamit namin yung pera mo pambayad sa clinic. Now, ito yung pera mo. This is your money. We're returning it to you on your wedding day.
Ako na magsasabi, Miss Mayette, sana all! Para sa mga nakikinig dito, sasabihin nila, sabay-sabay natin sabihin, sana all!
It's a small money, but given the inflation, sumunod naman sa panahon yung pera.
O diba, sumunod ba sa inflation?
Kasi 24 years eh. Sumunod sa inflation. The other day, kausap ko yung isa. Sabi niya, Mami, how much is the MP2 for blah blah blah, I want to open an investment in March. Sabi ko, okay, si Pippen has money also, ito ka, ako yung dalawa, kayong dalawa sabay na kayo mag-open. Malinaw sa kanila yon. Even that's how I give them, like nang meron na akong apo, nako, may very cute Sky na 3 months na ngayon. Sabi niya, si Sky will not be part of my HMO not until after a year as per the company. Sabi ko, sige, I'll advance my birthday gift to Sky in October. I'm gifting my apo the HMO. Yung mga ganun, alam nila ang regalo nila, hindi man gagaling sa akin na ang tatay ang ganun eh, phone and all. Pero ako hindi eh. Like, kaya when I give, nung una yung mga anak ko, yung nag-asawa, papel, kasi mutual fund, sabi ko, one day you'll thank me for that. Sabi niya, hindi niya na-appreciate eh. Until nagkapamilya siya, grabe Mami, thank you for the gift. No? Sometimes we're like that, kasi gusto nating regalo, nasanay tayo sa tangible gift na na-enjoy natin ngayon. Only to find out na eventually, it will be a blessing for us. Pero, tama ka, ang unang nambubudol, magulang. Binalik ko naman yung sa amin, ano?
Cleared ka na, Miss Mayette.
24 years after nga lang.
May tubo pa, o, oh, diba? Napaka-husay.
Yes. Oo, 24 years after, eh.
I love what you said na you should lead by example, at dapat talaga nakikita at naririnig, not just, you know, listening na sinasabi ng parents. Kasi sometimes it's easy to say what must be said, pero it's different when you see it, na iba yung action, iba yung ginagawa sa totoong buhay, di ba?
Oh, at saka don't get frustrated if initially they don't buy the idea. It's hard, ah. It's hard, lalo na kung nanay ka and you feel na mag-isa ka lang, o kaya mag-asawa kayo, ikaw lang yun. O kaya single ka, yung nanay mo, tatay mo, isang barangay na gastador. I mean, let it not discourage you. If you will bring change to the family and if it will impact the relationship and the financial status of your family, even if you're alone and they see that you're living a good life because of the kind of lifestyle that, you know, you embrace, you choose to embrace. Ay, bukas makalawa, kasunod mo na yan. The first step is always the most difficult, but it's possible.
Lagi niyong isipin na if there is change, lagi namang may resistance at first. Kasi they don't understand it eh. So huwag ka magpaanod sa daloy. huwag ka magpaanod. Resist, girl! Resist!
Yes! Totoo! Be a different person.
ikaw yung ano, be the game changer, ika nga nila.
Correct.
Sa pamilya. Ikaw yung magbago ng future ng family nyo. Ito, last na, Miss Mayet, before I give you my, you know, 5-1 questions. Ano yung best financial advice na na-receive mo, tapos in-apply mo sa buhay mo, and it really made a change in your life?
Sa akin, isa lang, and I tell this to every people na gusto nagtatanong sa akin about it, always live below your means. Simplify your life. Because if you live within your means, wala ka pa rin naipon. If you live above your means, baon ka sa utang. So try to live below your means, and if you can find other means to a side hustle to generate income, do that. Do that. And from time to time, treat yourself.
From time to time, ha, guys?
From time to time. Ano pong magpapasaya sa akin? Pababawi mo muna yung magpapasaya sa'yo. Wala kang pera eh, di ba? Wala kang pera, girl.
Totoo.
Really lang tayo. Di ba? So find joy in the simplest things. Like, gusto mo ng Starbucks araw-araw? Girl, wala kang pera. Kahit twice a week, girl, hirap ka. Bili ng 3-in-1, punta sa balkon, kumuyakoy, social ka na nun. For the time being, and when you're ready to buy your 10 cups of, kahit nervousing ka, basta kaya mo na. Diba? But for now, live below your means. It's not nakakahiya. Mas nakakahiyang hinahunting ka at tinatawagan ka ng mga credit card owners na hindi ka makabayad, credit card company and your friends, at nag-filter ka ng tao sa Facebook mo because nagtatago ka. Yun ang mas nakakahiya. Pero yung live below your means, no, it's not.
Sana jowa yung tumatawag, hindi yung collector, di ba?
Ayun!
Mas okay, mas madalas ka pang kamustahin
ng... Nagpapalit-palit ng number.
Mas madalas ka pang kamustahin ng collector kesa sa jowa mo.
At palaging galit daw, balita ako.
Mainit ang ulo. Di ba nakakubra ng tamang porsyento para sa collection nila, di ba? But ano, that's a wonderful ano financial advice. And simplifying your life is really one of the hardest things that you can do. It will take you a longer time.
That's true.
Lalo na kung babad ka sa social media, because we are now feed with, sabi mo nga kanina, yung mga branded stuff, a lot of things, we accumulate a lot of things, and kung yun ang lagi mong nakikita araw-araw, hindi mo napapansin, na-alter na din yung perception mo on ano ba talaga yung tamang pamumuhay.
Kailangan ba talagang sumabay tayo dun kahit di na natin kaya? And then what? We earn the money that's hard to earn only to please those people na we don't even know? Ang hirap. Miserable life.
So you have to identify ano ba yung temporary happiness sa totoong happiness or sa totoong joy, di ba? Oo. Naho, thank you so much, Miss Mayet. Ito, quick round. Ito, 5 questions. Bago kita pakawalan. Okay, sige. Question number 1. Kapag nanalo ako sa loto, ang unang gagawin ko ay...
magpatayo ng orphanage. Seryoso. I've been praying for that.
Sana manalo ka sa loto, yeah. Miss Mayet.
Kaya nga. So, ay, kaso hindi ako tumataya.
I hope magawa mo yan in the future dahil maraming ka matutulungan dyan.
I pray for that.
My worst purchase is, pinakamalalang pinagkagastusan mo.
Okay, shoes I didn't wear. Kasi ang ganda lang niya, pero masakit sa paa. Pinamigay ko siya dahil nalulungkot lang ako tuwing nakikita ko siya. Parang mali ka dyan.
Pero money is not an issue kapag...
Sige, not issue kapag food. Sa totoo lang, marupok ako sa pagkain, Rome.
Pangalawa ka na sa guest ko this season na ganyan. Pareho, alam mo, talagang pagkain, no? Ang sarap kasi.
Hindi mo ko matatakaw sa kung... Tsaka yung seeing your family, you're together, tas enjoying yung pagkain, parang I find joy in that. Ang sarap pala dito. Ang sarap nito. Ganon. O siguro dahil nasa events din, natikman namin yung masasarap.
It's a social activity din kasi ang maisasama mo sa food eh, no? Pero totoo naman, very ano tayo, very, we love eating.
Yeah, and I save for that! Kaya sinabi ko nga kay may ipong ka dyan.
Oh, ito, kuripot ako pagdating sa...
Kuripot ako pagdating sa gadget. Parang ako kasi hanggat nagagamit pa, and I don't buy my phones. Yung husband ko ang bumibili niyan. Men are techie people. I don't know with your husband, pero asawa ko lahat ng dekuryenteng sinasaksak. Kuripot ako dyan. Basta ako, it serves its purpose, right? Okay sa akin.
At huli sa lahat, the purchase that I am most proud of.
My insurance plan, which I already paid in full.
I love it! Gusto ko yan! Congratulations, Miss Mayet!
Happy ako, di ba?
That's the goal.
Definitely, you'll come to that.
Thank you so much, Miss Mayet, for joining us today.
Thank you also, Miss Roma. Nag-enjoy ako!
Hopefully, isabuhay nila so that, you know, mabuhas ng mga broke
kaya
people
nga
at broke Pinoy sa Pilipinas.
Mapapalitan na ang title ng That Broke Pinoy!
Yan ang ano ko, yan ang goal ko for this show. Yung umabot tayo sa season na Your Broke Pinoy Podcast is Broke No More.
Yeah!
Maraming maraming salamat. Would you like to invite them kung saan po kayo pwedeng makontakt if ever you have anything going on?
Sige po. Well, I'm a wedding planner, an events planner actually ko. So if you're celebrating or if you know someone who's celebrating their birthdays or someone is getting married, kami po ay MCC Events by Mayet Cinco. We have our page and you can also visit my personal account sa Facebook at saka sa Instagram, Mayet de la Cruz Cinco.
I will make sure all the links will be in the description box. And muli, thank you, Miss Mayet, for joining us here on That Broke Pinay Podcast. At ako ang inyong paboritong Broke Pinay kapitbahay na nagsasabing, hindi ito scam, but keep an open mind. That Broke Pinay Podcast, you needed this in your life. Until our next episode, bye!
Bye, everyone!